All right, so today's learning should be as chos ilu nishma sadir chava chaim alos ben shem shenariyeh, as well as the chos for an ilu nishma for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion, and it should be a chos for a fur shleim of Chaim Debim and Rachel, Dana Leah ba Shein Rachel and Abadati ben Peril, as well as the chos for all those in a makam sakana nights as well as those with skin lives to protect it. So we are continuing in the topic of halva. We have today and tomorrow. Tomorrow we should finish the topic, and I will, Amir Tzashem, try once again today to apply what he's saying, even if you're not someone who lends money, but if you're someone who deals with people collecting tzedakah, there's still part of this topic that's relevant to just our dealings with regular aniyim. So on page 707, he says, a person should never push off. He's talking now about how you deal with an ani, or how you deal with someone in need who is coming to you for a loan. He says, don't ever push them off by telling them, I'll see what I can do. Come back later. I'll see what I can do. And you have no intention of really lending him money. Now, you're embarrassed to say, I don't want to lend you money. So instead, you sort of say, I'll see. Don't act like many rich people. Now, here's a different type of mistake that people make. They really want to do tzedakah. But instead of tzedakah, they're actually giving tzedakah. They're actually giving pain, crying out in pain. If a poor person appears in front of them, says he wants a loan. For example, he wants, let's say, $100. And the rich man is concerned that he won't get the money, he won't be repaid. So Omer, he says to him, says, you know, I know you want a loan for $100. Here's $10 as a gift. You don't have to pay it back. And go and you'll find a loan from someone else. Now, let's think about that for a second. It doesn't sound so bad, but we'll see what the problem is. The guy's coming for a loan for $100, and instead of giving him a loan of $100, you're giving him a gift of $10, and you're telling him you'll get the other $90 from somewhere else. Someone else will lend you the rest. He says, there's two problems, two mistakes that the person is doing. You're not giving him what he needs. And the mitzvah of tzedakah is to give him what he needs. And here he needs $100. But Yaiser, and moreover, he is trying to get out of his situation. He needs a loan, a full loan. He needs to come up with $100. Your $10 is not giving him the relief that he needs with when he with to have $100 in his pocket. You're not helping him out by giving him the 10 because he still has the pain and the suffering that he needs $100. Right? He says, imagine this poor person had to muster up the courage to come to this rich person to beg and plead for this loan. And it took a lot of embarrassment, overcoming embarrassment and shame. To come in front of this wealthy man. In the end, when he goes home without getting his goal, he goes home with pachi nefesh. He's like all dejected. And it's extremely hard for him because he thinks, where else am I going to turn? He thought he would get the loan from you, the wealthy person. Now that you didn't help him out with the loan, so yeah, you gave him a gift, but that doesn't get him to his goal. And therefore, he doesn't know where else to turn. If this wealthy person who he thought would actually help him, and he didn't, so who else is he going to turn to? So he says, now the poor person is going to feel totally dejected because he's going to say, I put all my chickens in one basket, all my eggs in one basket. I was relying on this wealthy person. I went and I embarrassed myself and I lowered myself to come and ask this wealthy person for a loan. He didn't give me the loan. Yeah, he gave me a gift of a much smaller amount, but if he's not willing to help me, then everyone else who I put, you know, as backups on my list, if he wouldn't help, they're certainly not going to help. And I have no one to turn to now. And that's how the poor person's going to feel. And he said the second problem, we said there were two problems. So problem number one is you didn't really help him and you put him in a situation where he feels he has nowhere to turn. And the second problem is that when you gave him this gift of $10, you basically closed the door in front of this ani. He'll never come to you for a loan again because he's going to say, If he wouldn't lend me $100, now next time he needs 25. So, but the poor person's going to say, you know, since he gave me a gift, if I come again and ask for a loan, he's going to think I'm really asking for something for free. I really want a loan. But because last time he gave me a small gift, he's going to think I want another gift. And therefore, the Ani's never going to come again to ask for a loan. He the usher, I'm not going to go to that usher because that usher is going to think that I want a present again. Because that's what happened last time. That's how this relationship works. And so it's going to be too embarrassing for him to come and ask you for help. And now you're losing out on that ability to help that ani. So here, therefore, he says, with this in mind, what should Yitaka do? So an ani comes to the door for $100, and Yitaka don't want to lend him $100 without collateral. So if you can't help him, you're a little bit fair and you're the. So this is always the best. Be upfront with people. Don't lie to people. Don't what's the word? Blow smoke up people's what's the word? Plagiarize, I forgot. Patronize. Don't patronize people. Don't tell people that, yeah, you're really a great guy and I would lend you and come back in an hour and I'll, you know, if you don't want to lend a guy, it's fine. Just be straight with the person. Tell him, I don't have money available right now. I'm sorry. I really feel terrible. Oof, if I said it with verm and try to comfort him with words, and offer his soul to the hungry. I'm not sure. It's just a stylistic lashon. You should say to him that the lashon shvuah, I really feel bad for you. I really wish I could help you. So if you don't have the money, tell him straight out you don't have the money. Let's say you have it, but you don't trust him. So you don't feel comfortable basically telling the guy, I don't trust you. So you have a couple of options. So either you tell him straight out, okay, you overcome it and you be upfront and you tell him. Now, if you don't want to crush his spirit by telling him that you don't trust him, so you could deviate a little bit from the truth and you could say, I don't have, but if you bring me a mashkin, then I'll go to my friends. My friends with a mashkin, I'll be able to pull the money together. Really, you have it and you want the mashkin, but you don't want to embarrass him. So that's another way around it. Let's say you don't want to do it. He shouldn't give him tzedakah at that time because, as we said, if you don't have money for the loan, don't give the guy a very small gift because, as we said, you're undermining. He's going to walk away dejected. He's going to feel that if you weren't helpful, other people will certainly not be helpful, and he's not going to come to you in the future. So don't give a small gift. Now, if you can give something meaningful, then ein hachinami, give something meaningful. But in his example, in our example, the guy needs $100. You're giving him $10. Really not. It's not meaningful. Giving him 10% of what he needs, you're not really making enough of a difference. You're just setting him back. And it's more hurtful than it is helpful. And when a person does lend with collateral, how do you go about it so there's no misunderstanding? This is another thing, is everything should be written down. Make it very clear that if the borrower doesn't repay him by a certain time, that he has the right, without even having the need to go to Beis Din, to sell it even in a seller's market, even when he's not going to get the top price. He's allowed to sell the mashkin and take the money as repayment. The mashkin remains the responsibility of the borrower. And that the lender will be believed based upon any claim he makes. Meaning, if he says that it was lost, he'll be believed like a shemachinam. All stipulations like this, yifarish bechsav mefarish, should be written down. And this is also another lesson, not just to loans, but anywhere in life. When you have a contract, when you have an agreement, it should be written down. Berachol betcha aktana, make it very clear what the terms are. Kadesh leituna elav tavra tachas taiva, so that you won't have evil instead of good come out of this transaction. And then you will be all upset. Why did I even lend him the money in the first place? And you're going to be toya al rishon. Also, so that people don't have complaints against you. But the best way, he says, the best way is to use a middleman. So you basically make a shliach, and the shliach is the guy who handles all loans on your behalf. And then the tzava lovely snag b'derech zeh shlo yitin li b'li mashkev u'bechsav mefarish kadavar amar v'oz ein makom etaram eski shliach ha'esher shkuz v'ein mashu l'shonuz. It's very simple. He says, appoint the shliach. Now you have basically there's someone to represent, one of your representatives is the guy who gives out the loans. Now he's not allowed to deviate from his shlichus in any way. Ki shliach oyser shlichusai. There's no room to deviate. So he has to follow your instructions. So when you tell him, get collateral and write it all in the contract, he can feel bad for the ani from today to tomorrow, but he has to follow his shlichas. His shlichas is that lend money only when you A, have collateral, and B, when the terms are written in the agreement. So he's gonna, your shliach will insist on it. You won't have to feel bad. The ani will understand that shliach is a shlichus, that he has to follow his instructions. And Shalma Yisrael, you'll get what you need. So you don't have to be the bad man. And that's also another important lesson, is that sometimes you should use a middleman so that you don't have to be the bad person. And in this way, it's done benachas. Everyone understands their role. You're happy that you're getting the collateral. The poor guy is happy that he's getting the loan. He's not insulted that he's bringing the collateral because shliach oyser shlichusai. And the middleman gets to help out, get to facilitate a loan. So it's mamish a win-win all around. And that's also another lesson that we can take to life, to sometimes use middlemen to facilitate and to create a situation where there's you don't have to be mean, and you can accomplish in this case alone, but you can accomplish something without insulting the recipient or the borrower.